Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
We're now joined by defensive tackle, friend of the show, family of the show, and one of Atlanta's beloved figures, Grady Jarrett, joining us here in the locker room on the Fan 680 93.7 FM. Good morning, Grady. How you doing this fine Tuesday morning, sir?
Good morning, man. Doing well. About to go get some work in and, been a blessed morning, man. Blessed morning. Moving in the right direction.
Well, Grady loves the kids, and if you have any inkling that something is going on and you can help out, you're right there. If you know a kid who's fighting to fight cancer, you can sign them up to become a rally kid at the rallyfoundation.org. How'd you get involved with the Rally Foundation, Grady?
And I originally got involved with Rally Foundation years ago when Vic Beasley actually used to host it. And I used to go up to the basically like a fashion show for kids, you know, they're going through cancer and they have a great night just walking down the runway, getting celebrated. But it's a big fundraiser for Rally Foundation who fight pediatric cancer. But I got involved just being a helper. You know, I have some teammates, they're helping me on Friday. So that's how I got involved. And then just kind of was like, you know, just kept helping for maybe 2-3 years. And as the opportunity presented itself and I love what Rally was doing, I wanted to continue to, you know, dig deeper and just, you know, so partner with them with Grady Gibbs. And we just try to help and however we can to raise the most money to, you know, try to defeat this, childhood cancer, which is the number one disease killer of kids, man. And Rally does a great job of just, you know, having research and just providing these families with resources and avenues and how they can best fight this beast, man, you know, and they've saved so many lives. And it's just the selflessness of everybody involved. I mean, it's just an amazing organization to be a part of.
It's been fun to be a part of it and do it with you. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it this year, but I will in the future if you guys keep asking. A lot of former Falcons will be there and former teammates of Grady's and current teammates as well. I'm sure it takes an army to get this thing together and make it happen. It's the 14th annual rally on the runway in Atlanta, rallyfoundation.org if you want to donate and be a part of that as well. Why is it important for you to keep doing stuff like this in your community, Grady?
I mean, it just means so much to me to be able to be in a position that I'm in and to have the impact that I do, across the city and just with kids and, you know, adults and families as well. I just don't take the, you know, responsibility lightly. And as much as it gives to them, it gives, you know, 10 times back more to me. And I enjoy it and just enjoy making an impact and using my name, leverage, whatever it may be to, you know, help other people's lives. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day when you put in a special position to continue to increase those around you and help where you can.
It's our Falcons Pro Bowler, Grady Jarrett, joins us here inside the locker room on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. You said you'd be getting ready to go put that work in. What does today look like for Grady?
Today looking like I'm sitting in the cold tub right now talking to you guys off my morning session. Just I got a little machine I've been using to fire them quads up, get them legs going before I head into training. And so I'm going to go train, do a couple sprints on the treadmill. Yeah, so your boy back sprinting on the treadmill.
Let's go.
Nice. So I'm getting right and go lift some weights and just get ready, man. I'm getting ready. I'm not all the way 100%, but I'm going to be ready when it's time to go. And so just, you know, taking it day by day, letting days stack up, you know. During this process, it can get a little tedious, and you know, but sometimes you can feel like, you know, you hit a plateau of your progression, but you just got to keep pushing because the big jump's going to come. So I'm super excited, man, and just ready to go put in some work.
Great. I was going to wait till I saw you because I was going to pull you to the side and have a side conversation with you. I don't like when my wife is in another room and she makes noises and I'm not in there. But that picture you showed of your leg, she said, whoa. I said I was going to talk to Grady, pull him to the side. Hey, man, you need to put some pants on. You need to put on some jogging pants when you're working out, man. You look like you have not only been putting in the work, man, you have been dedicating yourself. consistently to doing more than what you needed to do. How has the ramping up to your progress been? And have you had to slow yourself down? Because you clearly look like you are ready to go, sir.
Man, I'm telling you, man, I think, you know, going through this injury has allowed me to even focus on things that, you know, weren't hurt, or just like things that I might not even put the emphasis on in certain training modes and just stuff. It's just really helping me all around, you know. And but I mean, you know, I got to keep the whole body conditioned and keeping everything strong. I mean, my strength is really, really well. And I mean, I just got to be super disciplined, you know, on my diet and the decisions that I'm making, you know, off the field and out the weight room, just to keep everything up, because every day, you know, every day counts. So, man, I'm giving it my all, you know, day in and day out, and I'm gonna be in the best shape of my life by the time this all said and done, and I'm gonna be back ready to dominate, be the best in the league.
Talking to Grady Jarrett, who is going to be a part of the Rally on the Runway event taking place this Friday at the Georgia Aquarium. Funds raised by the Rally Foundation go towards childhood cancer research to help scientists find better treatments with fewer long-term side effects and ultimately cures.
Grady, being the veteran that you are and, you know, kind of different coordinators, for you, how long does it take to really get comfortable with learning a new scheme? I know it's about just defeating the block and running and getting tackling a quarterback. But as far as scheme, how long does it take you to get acclimated to a new scheme?
You know, just like with everything, when something's new, you get better with reps and more time and more studying. So I want to say it takes a long time, but also I wouldn't say it's easy either. And I think more like muscle memory and just relating certain terms to what coach may want, stuff like that. But you know, playing a different defenses and under different coordinators over my career, you know, it's a learning curve at first, but then once you put the reps in, it becomes second nature, man. So I'm definitely, you know, always excited to learn something new, and you know, maybe there's something in there that we can do that's something that I haven't done, and just keep it fresh for me, you know. Especially being on year 10, it don't allow things to get, you know, the monotony of, you know, thinking you know everything. But every year, whether you have the same coordinator or not, you always want to start from ground zero to keep it fresh and just, you know, take all your notes, retake all your notes, and do what you got to do. So it's nothing new, you know, just getting ready for however it got to go.
Grady, we didn't get a chance to talk to you after Kirk Cousins signed. What was your initial reaction knowing that you've got a guy now that is going to give you guys every opportunity to go deep into the playoffs?
Man, I'm super excited about having Kirk. He was my quiet hope that we did before he became even a conversation on what we was going to do for a quarterback, just knowing how, you know, his contract was lining up, stuff like that, and knowing that we had the opportunity to get a quarterback. So I'm happy that we was able to bring him to Atlanta, man. And I've been a big fan of Kurt just based off, you know, his story. I'm a little almost similar to mine, man, just, you know, a mid-round draft pick, just bet on himself time after time. And just keep winning, you know, just keep winning on the field and in them contracts, you know, so that motivate me for sure. And so he doing his thing, man, and I'm super excited that he's Atlanta Falcon. And I think he's, it just screams win now. It screams win now when you go get somebody like Kirk Cousins.
Somewhat of a second time around for head coach Raheem Morris. Already been here as a part of the staff when you were here earlier in your career, and now he's head coach. How do you think things will be different from the last time when he had to sit and watch, and now he's the head man calling all the shots?
Yeah, super excited to have Coach Morris back, man. You know, he done went out to L.A., got him a Super Bowl, another Super Bowl, and, you know, learned some things. I'm sure being around some other great football minds and but just the energy that he got and the versatility he has as a coach, you know, I feel like it just can't be duplicated through his own experiences that he's been through. And I think it's going to bring out the best of everybody, not only on our team, but in our organization. And it's going to work hand in hand. And I think that the dividends are going to pay really well, man. So I'm super, super excited to have him back. But it's more than having him back. It's just a new, fresh start. You know, I think that's more of the focus, you know, is just a new fresh start and eyes forward, looking forward. And I think our best football, our best results, everything is ahead of us.
Draft coming up in a couple of weeks. Do you sit down and watch? Do you have any conversation with maybe Terry Fontenot beforehand? Any input of potentially what guys want to do? Or are you just kind of waiting and seeing and hoping maybe that they get a position of need?
Kind of just waiting and seeing, man. Like I said, every year the draft is just as exciting for me as it is for fans. I mean, you never know how it's going to go. As far as conversation stuff, I think, you know, the scouts and all the GM stuff, they got more information on the draft prospects because you guys coming out of, you know, college. For me, you know, I don't really know how the game going to translate all the time. If it's like free agents or something like that and I've seen a guy play or who I might want to play with or something like that, I might have better input on that. But as far as the draft prospects, you know, you got to trust the guys upstairs to do what they got to do to bring in the right folks. And I always hear them say about, you know, taking, you know, best available over whatever to trying to chase a need. I hear them preach that a lot. So I'm sure they'll do that and stick to that. And that's why we've been able to draft some great players these past couple of years. And a couple guys are going to have some great years for us this year. So I trust the draft process, and I'm sure it'll work out fine.
Grady, we'll scream for you. No receivers. We got plenty of receivers on the team. We want one more dog on that D-line with you to go get after the quarterback.
Hey, I appreciate it. You know, you never can have enough, and I would love it either way, however it got to come.
Good stuff, man. Continue your rehab. We always look forward to seeing you. We know we'll see you soon, and this will be a big event for you, the Rally on the Runway, taking place this Friday at the Georgia Aquarium, helping to raise funds to help find cures for childhood cancer. And since 2005, the Rally Foundation has awarded $29 million in grants to more than 500 childhood cancer research projects across the country and internationally. So this is not just a small thing. This is worldwide, Grady, and I'm sure you guys are going to do well, and it means much to you, so it means much to a lot of people in the city.
Yeah, man, worldwide organization, man. You go check their stats, man, it's some of the most impressive stuff, and you can just tell how dedicated they are to this cause. And like I said, time and time again, I'm just super blessed to be able to be a part of it. We're going to have a great night, and can't wait to see you there.
There he is, Grady Jarrett, joining us here in the locker room via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.